Okay, it's time for some time for a question. This question I'm going to ask you is very crude. Are there actually women in the world who do not like to give blowjobs? See, a lot of guys on dates got their fingers crossed here tonight. Answer him, honey. Go ahead. Let's hear how you feel about this right now. Go ahead, speak up. Let's hear. The reason I ask, all right, I was with this woman one time, and she goes down here for like 3 seconds and starts coming back up. And I'm going, unless you're getting up to put ice in your mouth. Anyway, without getting graphic, she actually said to me, I think you've had enough. Huh? I think you've had enough. Really? I think you're going to know when I've had it. It's a pretty definite ending to this. Not a lot of gray area. Barely cut and dry. But anyway, it blew my mind, and it's all it blew. So I've been inquiring from audiences. Why people, and I'm not asking women, why people in general don't do everything with their lover? I can't conceive of that. I don't understand it. I hear complaints on both sides. Oh, they didn't do that. They didn't do that. They didn't do that. But why, let's just get more specific, you ladies not all of you, but why won't you do that to your guy? I mean, and make that, I don't know, the focal point of your existence while on this planet. You know what I mean. I mean, why wouldn't you want to do that? Every second you're awake. I mean, you know, why don't, you know, I don't understand why that's, you know. I actually, a woman one night yelled out, yeah, you ever try it? I said, yeah. Almost broke my back. That one vertebrae, I swear to God, it's that close. I think that vertebrae is going to be the thing to go in our next evolutionary step. Just a theory and a fervent prayer. Yeah, now all the guys are going, honey, I have no idea what he's talking about. I think he's a devil child. That may be true, but guys, you know what I'm talking about. I can speak for every guy here in this room tonight. Guys, if you could blow yourselves, ladies, you'd be in this room alone right now, watching an empty stage. Boy, my folks are proud of me.
Bill, honey, you still doing that suck your own cock bit? Yeah, Mom. Good, baby. That's such a crowd pleaser. How clever of you to come up with a suck your own cock bit, honey. You're so clever, it makes your mama's bosom swell with pride. Knowing her son is traveling the world using his given surname, going up in front of rooms of total strangers, and doing the suck your own cock piece. Thanks, Mom. No biggie.
So I asked this woman who said that, you ever try it? She said, let me ask you, why don't you like to do that to your guy? Because it's disgusting. Disgusting? Well, that's a little harsh. And also a double standard. Because you know what? I've never heard you ladies say it's disgusting. When we're down between your legs, gnawing away. Oh, this is so gross. I'm going to throw up. Oh, don't put your finger in my... Oh, that's rude. I've never heard that. And again, maybe I can't hear it because your thighs are clamped. God, I hope she's enjoying this. I'm getting a headache down here. Yeah, I feel like drinking a Coke, too. Bill, honey, you still doing that eat the pussy piece? Yeah, Mom. Great. You know, son, many people at Sunday school ask me when you're going to be performing in the area. Bill, they all are so curious to see the material you're doing now. And they're all sure they want to see the suck your own cock bit followed by the eat the pussy sketch. Bill, I only wish your grandparents were still alive. If only you hadn't put them in that Chuck Norris film, baby. I wish to God your grandparents could see their grandson on stage using his given surname, performing the suck the own cock bit plus the pussy eating sketch. Maybe they're hearing it in heaven, Mom. Son, is there any way I could ask you to type up the suck your own cock bit and so I could pin it to your grandmama's headstone?